The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, because of legislation, it is a five-year term in Britain, the Parliament, so you have to get a two-thirds majority of the House if an election is to be called in different circumstances. They've got that, so the campaign is underway. Let's go to Adam.
Yeah, they got that, and then some. 522 votes to 13.
Really?
quite a vote by MPs to approve.
So they put the Labour Party members put their hand up to be wiped out.
Well, yeah, is that not turkeys voting for Christmas? Because in the latest opinion poll, Labour is 21 points behind, so even more than we said yesterday, which is an enormous gap. But yeah, you kind of wonder why they've said that, because if the Labour Party had got together and thought, no, let's not have one now, they could have stopped it. But they've decided to go ahead with it. I have to say, the election campaigning has begun in the traditional way. All the main leaders shouted stuff in front of approving supporters. I have no idea what they were saying. It was all nonsense, frankly. But here's something. This is controversial because we, like America and like you guys, have moved in the direction of TV debates in our elections. Controversially, Theresa May has said there won't be, or at least she won't take part in any television debates. And here we are in a digital TV soundbite age, and she said no thanks to that.
Yes, the one thing I like about this Theresa May, and I suppose I'm thinking of Australia here, every time she opens her mouth, she gives me the impression that she believes fervently in what she's saying. She, you know, that there's a firmness about it, it's articulated, and you feel this woman believes it. And we've got people here who are saying things, and I'm not always certain that they believe what they're saying.
I think you're right, though. She does change her mind occasionally, and therefore, yeah, if you play back the old recording of what she said before, it, yeah, doesn't always completely tally. But yeah, I take your point.
Yeah. What's this business about the rebirth of the population? That's a lovely story.
Yeah, of the little island of Egg. And if you're going to have a rebirth, you might as well have it on Egg, don't you think?
It's
in the Hebrides, windblown, stormy and Scottish. And for the first time in 400 years, the population's gone through the 100 mark, partly because of some incomers from the Scottish mainland and partly because of the birth of a baby. And they're very excited because it doesn't happen terribly often. But Egg has been reborn when 440 years ago, a bloody feud between the MacLeods and the MacDonalds wiped out every single person on Egg, all 400 of them, except for one elderly woman who I presume had an alibi at the time. But from tiny acorns, giant eggs grow. Now they are thriving, it seems.
Egg in the Hebrides. Brilliant. Good on you, Adam. You're wonderful. Adam Gilchrist in London.